5 baptisms on that day. Can you think, would we ever do that as a church? Can you believe for that? 275 baptisms, it would be a little bit longer than a morning celebration. Because it's about people who are following Jesus making a decision to demonstrate that. And we've been thinking about that already. Andy talked about it. We're talking about what is unseen is more real than what is seen. And Andy did really well. I said to him in the week when he was going to prepare the talk, I wonder if you can connect baptism to food banks. And he did it. It was really good. Because food bank is a way of demonstrating our faith as Christians. And we wanted just to give a little bit of time to highlight food banks because it's around harvest time. And as a church, we collect food for food banks. And so we're going to have an opportunity this morning. Maybe you brought something extra. Hopefully you picked up the email if you're a regular HBCer and you brought something to put in when we take the offerings in a little while. If not, these collection boxes are... There's one here every week, and there's one at the Lighthouse Centre every week. If you want to just drop us some food that you've bought extra, then you can do that. And we want to invite Emma. Emma, come on down. Emma has just got a new job. And it happens to be working for food banks, for the local food bank organisation. So I thought it would be a great opportunity... Just for her to... Yeah. Have you been baptised? Yeah. So tell us a bit about the job and a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Okay, so first of all, I think this is a good opportunity for me to say thank you to God for the provision of this job. So my youngest Joe has just started at primary school. So different phase, a bit more time on my hands, and God has provided this post at food bank, which fits perfectly. Into the school hours. So praise God for that. The job is coordinating operations. And it's been a real privilege. I'm only 2 weeks into the job. And to be honest, I'm a bit of an outsider. I've known of it, but I haven't really known exactly what it involves. So the last 2 weeks, I've been going around seeing all the different bits of the operation. And it is pretty inspirational. And it is about the community providing for the community. It's about the church community, it's about the wider community, it's about small businesses, schools. It's about seeing a need and meeting that need in a very simple way. Was that the answer to the question?
So should we watch a little video and then if you want to say anything more after that? We've got a little video to show you which is all about food banks. So this will explain a little bit more about what it does and if you want to add anything more you can.
People tell me that we saved their lives, and I think, oh, we just gave you some food. And they say, no, you saved my life. I was thinking of killing myself. Because you don't understand the despair, the shame. We can't pay the rent, you can't feed your kids, and then you guys gave me some food. We provide nutritionally balanced food sufficient for 3 days minimum, and it's all the things that you would need so that you can provide breakfast, lunch and dinner for yourself and the other people that are dependent on you. The people come in, they meet with food bank volunteers who talk to them a bit about their needs, provide them with a hot meal there and then, just sympathise with them in the difficulty they're going through. Every item of food has been donated by people in the local community. We engage with schools, with businesses, with churches. The whole message is, would you help your hungry neighbour? We get lots of feedback from clients. They tell us, it's the first place I've been where people didn't judge me. Hundreds of social workers, church pastors, probation officers have sent their clients with vouchers to the food bank.
And it's for 2 adults and 4 children, isn't it?
Our vision's really straightforward. We want to see a food bank in every community in this country. By 2015-16, we'll be mobilising more than 5 million people to do food banks. So that's 5 million people getting involved in the local communities. And the lead has been taken by churches up and down the nation.
Says it all, really. Thank you.
Okay, that's great.
Were you talking about how people could pray for me?
Yeah, please.
And I won't miss an opportunity for prayer, really. And I would appreciate you as a community to pray for me in my new role. I'm an outsider in one sense, getting to know an organisation, and it's all about relationships. So I would invite you to pray for me to establish those relationships. And wisdom. There's a lot of decisions working at a lot of different levels. So, yeah, that's my prayer. If you could pray that for me, that I could have wisdom in this new role. But thank you for your support.
Thanks, Emma. Okay, so we're going to take our offering at this stage. And if anybody has brought any extra food with them,